Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day on this radio broadcast, the Rosa Sharon. You know, I truly love the Lord and everything He is to me. And I know He's everything to you as well. Thank God that He woke us up this morning to give us His strength, His spirit, His energy, that we could go forward to share the good news of His word. And thank God that He allowed us to have this place in His presence to know that He is with us. Good morning to the people of God, those who are servant to the Almighty God, to the servant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank God that He allowed you to wake up this morning to give Him glory, to praise Him, to recognize Him as your Creator. And we are His creation, that He created us in His own image. And thank God that He gave us His Son, who willingly to lay down His life to give us what we need to have the right to the inheritance of the kingdom of God. Good morning to the people of God, wherever you are. Praise God. Whether you in your home, whether you in a shut-in, whether you in a nursing home, wherever you are, God always be there for you. He always be with you. And I thank God for His presence, for His love, and for Him giving us the endurance to survive while we are on this earth. Good morning to the people of God, wherever you are, that you give God the glory to lift up your hand and to honor Him and to glorify Him. For without Him, we can do nothing. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. It's an honor and a blessing to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for the missionary, the men and women who are standing behind the podium, and those who are evangelizing into the world, wherever you are. Let's pray for our missionaries as they go overseas, wherever they are. Ask God to protect them, to watch over them, and to cover them with His Spirit. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. It is a blessing to know that God is with us at all times, and His mercy endures forever. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And thank God, like I say, for the men and women of God who are able to be obedient. Thank God for the intercessors, the prayer warriors. Praise God, those who are watchmen on the wall to warn the church about things that's coming on the earth. And thank God, because we are the church. And we thank God for the living God that we serve. Praise God. And I truly thank God that God will bless those who don't know Jesus today. We are praying that God will give them what they need in this hour. And I thank God for His grace and His mercy. And thank God for the truth. The truth will make you free. And now today, we are thanking God for blessing those who need mercy. And let's bless the people in military who really risked their lives to spare us, to save this country. Let's pray for those who need salvation today. And I thank God for Jesus and prayer warriors, intercessors. Praise God, those who are hidden behind the wall, behind the scene praying for the ministries that is going forth in the mighty name of Jesus. So I truly thank God for everything that he is in this hour, and thank God for the truth that will make us free. And now this morning, I thank God for allowing me to be on this beautiful day on the Rose of Sharon ministry. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. But I'm going into the book of Psalm 23. And David confidence in God as his shepherd. David have the confidence in God. And you know, I thank God for prayer early in the morning at 3 a.m. It's something about the 3 a.m. prayer. Praise God early in the morning when you have a conversation with God. And God always gives his people what they need for the right word to give to his people in the time they are facing right now. It's a lot of people are facing crisis, and thank God they face a lot of devastation in their life. But one thing about Jesus is the answer to every situation that we are facing at this moment. But I thank God for Jesus Christ, for because he is our Savior. He is our Lord, and I thank God for Jesus. But David had confidence in God and what he was going through. But one thing about it, David always encouraged himself. And thank God for David, praise God, and he had confidence in God as he was the shepherd, praise God, shepherding the sheep. Now you know we are shepherds when God gives us a job, a duty, to be responsible for the word of God, that we distribute the word of God among his people. He knows what his people need, because he sees their spirit. He knows their heart. But David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He lead me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." David had that confidence in God, that whatever he was going through, he knew that God is going to be there with him. David was not afraid. He knew that God is going to spare him and will take care of his enemy. How many of you ever feel that when you are overwhelmed and you have your back against the wall, and then you come to the place, praise God, that there is no hope for you and there is no way out? But when you stop and think that the God that you serve, the God that you believe in, the righteous God, God will come in to your rescue. He will see you through this. David had the assurance that God will fight for him. He will deliver him from the hands of his enemy. David rested sure that the Lord was his shepherd, that he watched over him and protect him from every harm, danger, from every demonic spirit, every evil force that come against him. David was assured that God was going to protect him. And that's why David said, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for anything, for God will supply my needs. He will protect me from anything that will hurt me. God was my protector. God is my bread living." Hallelujah. God is everything that I need from him. God will supply my need because I'm his shepherd. I'm his sheep. I'm his lamb. watching over me when I can't watch myself. God knows what's best for me when I don't know what's best for me. God always comes through for his people. Rest assured, he will see us through this. God will make sure that we'll be with a still water. That's what God said, be still and know that I am God. He will lead us into a water of righteousness himself, the righteousness of him. He will guide us and protect us to make sure that we are on the right path when it comes to his word, when it comes to his guidance. Jesus will watch over us when we can't watch over ourselves. He'll watch us when we are sleeping. He has the angels there right there protecting us from the hands of the enemy. One thing I love about God, the Lord, he is our shepherd. We shall want for anything. God will supply our needs every step of the way. And David said, he will restore my soul. He will lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. God will restore us what was stolen from us from the enemy. He will give it back to us. Restore everything that we have worked hard, prayed up, fast up. He will restore everything. He will restore us back to our family. He will restore us back to our ministry. He will restore us whatever we need. He will restore it back to us in a way that we need his mercy. And I thank God for the grace that he placed upon our life, the mercy that we need. The Lord is our true shepherd. We don't have to want for anything. All we have to do is come to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and lay ourselves on the altar and ask the Lord to protect us, to take care of our family, to watch us while we're working on the job, to take care of while we're driving on the highway, wherever we protect our home, our children. But whatever we need, the Lord is our shepherd. And we don't have to want for anything. And the Lord say, and David said, he will prepare a table before you in the presence of our enemy. And when the Lord do what he say he's going to do, he will prepare the table that the enemy cannot take what's right for ours. And I thank God that we are in the Lord's hand. And the Lord will see us through whatever we are facing through the storm. Keep in mind, the Lord is our shepherd. Let's call on our shepherd, Jesus Christ. He is our shepherd. We are his sheep and we are his lamb. All we got to do is call on his name and trust him every step of the way. So my brothers and sisters, today is the day. Read the 23rd Psalm for your hope and for your deliverance and for the peace that you're seeking for. May the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. Trust the Lord. Rely on him and let him know. Praise God. Remind yourself, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So my brothers and sisters, may the mercy of God be upon you today. And may God richly bless you. Have a great and blessed day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
I am chosen, not forsaken.